Nick Wright, Neolithic 1. Well, once again, I'm with Dr. Nick Wright of the Museum Service, and he's going to continue with the exciting story of Coleraine and the area here. We've already talked about the Mesolithic, and we're now going to talk about the Neolithic. Yes? So over to you, Nick, and tell us more where we're going today.
Thanks very much, Barry, and thanks for having me back. Listeners may remember that the Mesolithic, or the Middle Stone Age, was a time in Ireland when we had groups of hunter-gatherers that moved across the landscape. They were nomadic, they didn't have permanent houses. And of course, the most famous site for Mesolithic Ireland is just down the river here, Mount Sandal, just outside Coleraine. So the Mesolithic lasted from about 7,800 BC to about 3,800 BC, a good sort of 4,000 years, okay, with people living in that way of life. And then somewhere between 4,000 BC and 3,800, there is a huge change in the way that people live on this island. And that happens with the start of the Neolithic period. And Neolithic, again, it comes from Greek. Neo means new, lithic means stone, so it's the new Stone Age. It seems that somewhere between 4,000 and 3,800, we have an arrival of a new population group. And that new population group brings with them farming. So if these people are farmers, then they need to settle down. And so life changes dramatically in Ireland. We know from genetic studies that have been done, carried out only in the last sort of 10 years or so, there's been quite a lot of genetic studies. We know that these folks originated in the Middle East, places like Turkey and northern Syria, northern Iraq. Some listeners might know that as the Fertile Crescent, the place where sort of civilization began, so to speak. We know that they began their journey in that part of the world about 10,000 BC, and then it takes them about 6,000 years to slowly migrate across Europe and to settle and to bring farming with them as they travel. And so when they arrive here, again, the genetic studies show that they intermixed with the existing hunter-gatherers. So the people who were living here within a generation or two of the Neolithic, the start of the Neolithic period, would have been mixed Western hunter-gatherers and Neolithic farmers.
And there would have been slight genetic differences in appearance, wouldn't there, between those two general populations?
Absolutely. So the genetics tell us that in the Mesolithic, people generally had quite dark skin with dark curly hair and blue eyes. But the population that came through in the Neolithic would have had olive skin, straighter hair, and brown eyes. So the skin tone is getting paler, but the eyes are getting darker, as it were.
That's interesting, isn't it?
The modern populations that are closest to ancient Neolithic populations in Europe today are the people of Sardinia and Sicily. So a very Mediterranean look.
Right. That's really interesting. So you would have noticed the difference, but of course those differences wouldn't have been sufficiently strong to stop the interrelationships between the two populations, etc. So you then end up with a mixing in the genetic pool. Would that be right?
Yeah, that's right. So obviously this is prehistoric, so we don't have any written accounts. We don't know what those first interactions were. We don't know whether the populations that ended up migrating across to Britain and Ireland, if they already had contact with the hunter-gatherers here, if there was trade contacts. We don't have any of that information. We don't know if it was a sudden arrival or a gradual amalgamation.
Well, thank you, Nick. We're going to pick that up and develop it a little bit further in the next section.